Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com. That will not be one of Matt Barros's 10, because I'm looking at him right now. The 10 things that Matt Barros is going to be looking at, the 10 questions as the 49ers begin OTAs. Obviously, number one is Trey Lance, so we'll go from there. Matt Jones is courtesy of the UMA guest line. How are you?
I'm well. Yep. If Debo Samuel did show up today, that would vault to number one.
Yes.
on the list, I think. I put poor Trey Lance at number two, but yeah, I don't expect that to happen, but. We're making a big deal about Debo Samuel. I don't think Nick Bosa is going to be there either. And he's sort of in the same boat. It hasn't been nearly as vocal or, you know, in everybody's face, this spring, but he might not be there either.
But we're not concerned because he has not asked for a trade like Debo's asked for a trade and all those things, and it seems like maybe something will get done as far as that goes. We were talking about Trey Lance, obviously, and I guess the thing that's so frustrating is nobody knows. You know, there's all this chatter about they're unhappy with him. No, they're happy with him, and he's working, and you did a great job. You talked to the down there at the, the 3D QB camps down there, and obviously we had him on as well, and you know, his work ethic is great, and we hear all these things back and forth, but we just don't know. I don't think anybody knows. Kyle and John don't know because we just haven't seen enough of him.
No, I mean, that's just it. I mean, he's not that much different. I mean, he's no different than any of these other second-year quarterbacks, you know, the Zach Wilsons, the Justin Fields, et cetera, et cetera. And we actually know less about him than these other guys. You know, my whole take on it, and I think I'm right, although no one's ever really articulated it this way, no one from the 49ers, is that, you know, they saw – Trey Lance as a really kind of moldable piece of clay. Like, he didn't have a lot of experience, but they saw so many positive traits, unrefined, but positive traits that they felt like, okay, if we get this guy in and we do it all the right way, we're going to have something with this quarterback. But I mean, it's all about sort of that molding process. And you're right. We don't really know where he is and, you know, obviously what the end result is going to be. But and to me, all the signs so far have been positive. Last year, he seemed like he belonged there. He didn't seem like the game was too big for him or that he was, you know, overly nervous or this, that, or the other. Everything has been fine. I just think it's going to be a process with him. And, the big question is, how long does that process take?
Hey, Matt, speaking of players to mold, I'm curious your thoughts on what the 49ers do at the edge rusher position opposite of Nick Bosa this year. Because I think under John and Kyle, when they've been at their best, they've had two great pass rushers. And we expect Nick Bosa back, of course, with the contract situation still looming. But is Drake Jackson going to step in there right away? What is the latest on D Ford? I mean, there's no way he plays again, right?
I don't think so, no. I mean, they've got a lot of guys at D end. So they've got a lot of options, you know, until they drafted Drake Jackson. My thought was that, you know, a lot of these guys are, I don't want to say the same guy, but sort of the same level. They signed this guy, Kamiko Touré, last year or a couple of months ago, late in the free agency period. And, you know, he's sort of, you know, to me, the same level as Samson Ebukam. And is Jordan Willis that much worse than those guys? So a lot of guys at that level. I think, you know, an ideal situation is that Drake Jackson becomes your D4, the guy who comes in on obvious passing downs, Maybe he starts out playing just, you know, 18 to 20 snaps a game to start the season, and that ratchets up over the course of the year. You also have Kerry Hyder there, another great Kerry in the sports.
There are many. There are many. Kerry Wood, Kerry Kittles, Kerry Hyder.
Wow,
the list goes on and on.
Oh man, he was just waiting for that.
Wow,
it goes off. My point is that, you know, he would be an ideal base down defensive end. So you'd have a base down group of from left to right: Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead, Javon Kinlaw, and Kerry Hyder. And then on passing downs, you substitute out Kerry Hyder for Drake Jackson. That to me seems like a pretty good mix of guys. They've got a lot of options. I think that this whole training camp or spring practices then into training camp will kind of sort through the pecking order and what they have. But that's a loaded position group right now.
Talking to Matt Barrows, make sure you're following him. And, of course, reading his great stuff in The Athletic. What, 12:30 they get on the field, you guys can watch, and then 2 o'clock Kyle speaks. Is that the schedule today? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to encourage them to move the practice back to this evening because it's supposed to be 91 degrees when they show. They will not listen to me, but it'll happen. I think 12:20 is when it begins, and it'll be about a little bit more than an hour, and then Kyle will speak afterwards, and then hopefully Trey Lance and some other of these primary guys as well.
All right, one of the other big questions, too, is Alex Mack. The way that John Lynch made it sound is that he's going to make his own announcement. Well, he doesn't need to make his own announcement if he's coming back, so it doesn't sound like he's going to. So at the center position, and you wrote this in your 10, there's a lot of interesting just along the entire offensive line. But Brendel and then Donovan West from...
He's my guy.
Yeah,
Donovan West, Arizona State.
And then, but there's an interesting guy like Jason Poe, who can be like an extra large fullback, and Burford. And they have a lot of depth along the offensive line, but obviously center is going to be front and center.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Front and center, for sure. Yeah. I mean, and let's just say that Alex Mack surprises everybody and does come back. He's not going to be here for this week's OTAs and probably not next week's either. It does give some of these younger guys. I mean, Jake Brendel's going to be turning 30 this year, but he hasn't played a lot. Daniel Brunskill has played center. He just hasn't played a lot at that position. You know, the other side of the coin for some of these guys, Trent Williams might not be there, for example, is that it gives the coaches time to evaluate some of these younger players that just have really very little experience. And that's a big deal at that position, center. They want experienced centers. That's been Kyle Shanahan's MO at that spot since he's become an offensive coordinator. So, I mean, I don't know what to make of the Mack situation. I would have thought that if he was going to retire, that maybe he was just waiting until after the draft, and then it gives the 49ers some leeway to not get boxed in. But the draft has now been over for almost a month now, and he still hasn't made any retirement. So I'm starting to think that maybe he is coming back. I mean, why else would you wait this long to make that announcement? The other angle for me with that is that he ran for and won treasurer of the NFLPA, which seems like a really tedious job if you're not going to be in the NFL anymore. So that it's all strange. I don't, he's been incommunicado, Alex Mack has. I've texted him radio silence for the past 3 months now. So I just don't know what he's thinking. And I'm starting to wonder whether he is going to come back, but it might not be until training camp.
Yeah, definitely a puzzling situation there. Hey, Matt, curious to get your thoughts on which rookie offensive player could have more of an impact for the 49ers this year. Ty Davis Price, knowing that Trey Sermon didn't live up to expectations last year at the running back position, or Danny Gray potentially giving this offense a different element of speed, maybe out of the slot, depending on what they do there. I know that Travis Benjamin wasn't really involved in the 49ers game plan last year, but he did, you know, he was active and started and played a few reps against the Arizona Cardinals last year when Trey Lance was involved, and Danny Gray could fill that role. So who do you foresee having a bigger impact?
I think Gray gets sprinkled in quite a bit immediately. I mean, quite a bit, maybe, 10, 15 plays to start out the season. But, I mean, I think that Ty Davis Price has a bigger chance to have a larger impact over, you know, a stretch of the season. I think that we've all seen that running back position get decimated by injuries basically each of the seasons that Kyle Shanahan's been coached. So the idea that Ty Davis Price could be the primary runner in any of these games, especially towards the end of the season, is not far-fetched at all. So he could sort of be your workhorse back as this team goes into December, into the playoffs. Sort of kind of fits what the mentality is becoming. It's becoming very much a shove you around type of offense, and he fits that. I mean, to me, the thing that jumps out to him is A, his size. He's going to be their biggest running back, probably around 225 when the season begins, and B, the fact that he was at his best at the end of games. And I think that just kind of fits a lot of what, you know, I think it goes to explain why they used a third round pick on him. He just runs the way that they like him to run, and he runs in a fashion, very physical. It's going to take advantage of some of these defenses that are built for speed and not size anymore, and just be able to kind of take over games at the end. So I think Gray's going to be a nice addition, a really nice compliment to your Debo Samuels and your George Kittles. But like I said, I think Ty Davis Price has a chance to make a more kind of solid, not as fleeting an impact as Danny Gray.
Matt Barrow's joining us from The Athletic, Pop and Lund. Kerry Crowley is in as we're looking at the 49ers OTAs, which start around 12:20, and Kyle will speak at about 2 o'clock. Let me go to number 9 of your 10, which is, how does Javon Kinlaw look? Because no DJ Jones around. There's, you know, we talk about the edge rushers, and we should, but there's a lot of shuffling inside now. Son Ridgeway comes over from Philadelphia. I know they had Kalia Davis, but he's coming off a knee injury, so inside is big. Kevin Givens is still around, but there's going to be a lot expected of Javon Kinlaw, but he's got to get healthy.
He's got to get healthy, and like I noted, he's not going to participate in this OTA, but he likely will be working out on a side field or kind of hanging out with the defensive line group. I saw him at the local pro day, which was, I don't know, a week or so before the draft, and I thought he looked slimmer than he ever had since he's been here. Sorry, I'm on the south runway of the San Jose airport right now. I had to find a quiet spot.
Oh, yeah, of course. The runways are always quiet.
My point being that I think he's put himself in a position to you know, be different than what we've seen from him. The hope from the 49ers is that the knee procedure sort of unlocks a Javon Kinlaw that we haven't seen to this point. Healthier, a little bit quicker, obviously able to practice. I mean, he really wasn't able to do that early last season. He was having to, you know, he might practice one day and then would have to take a couple of days off, and you're never really going to get into a groove, get into a flow when that happens. So he's champing at the bit to return. I think training camp for him, I think it's going to be training camp for Mike McGlinchey, another guy coming off a big injury, but I think they're all optimistic at this point. And that's usually the case in the spring. And then summer rolls around and you find out some of these guys, oh, they're going to wait another 2 weeks to kind of ease him in. We'll have to wait until that point. But as of now, it seems very positive for both of those guys, I'd say especially for Kinlaw, because he looks like he might be a little bit different player when he comes back.
Great stuff. Matt, thanks for taking a few minutes. Thanks for getting on the runway for us. And we will we'll talk to you soon. Enjoy.
All right.
See ya.
All right. Anytime, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks,
you're
Matt.
The best. Make sure you check him out. Does a great job. I love all the guys that cover the 49ers. Great group of guys. Matt Barrows, make sure you're reading him in The Athletic. Follow him along, especially as we're getting into OTAs.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.